to all that has been said and sung here today. You all know the parable of the seed sower? Some soil was thorny, rocky, and weeded out. But there's one soil that this house is, and that's a good soil. That's free. Okay, how's everybody doing? Good? Those of you who were partying last night till the wee hours of the night, God bless you all. I was sleeping. Bishop says, hey, we have this event, we're going to go over there. I says, what time are you getting home? He said, about 2, 3. I'll be sleeping. So, today, we're going to be talking about stirring up your spirit, okay? But listen, before we start, I love music. Now, as you well know, he gave my secret away, and I am Spanish. You couldn't tell. See, back in the days when I was 15, 17, they thought I looked like Salminio. So I said, yeah, I'm Italian. I spoke Italian. I grew up in an Italian community in Jersey. That's on the other side of the bridge of Hoboken. Yeah. And so this song you're about to hear, it's just a little bee witty. It's in Spanish, but just listen. Close your spiritual eyes. You don't have to close your physical eyes. Your spiritual eyes, and just listen to the melody. It is awesome. It is awesome. It speaks about the singer, could be you, asking God to come and fill him with the presence of God's Holy Spirit. Empower him with God's Holy Spirit, and love him with God's Holy Spirit. It's an awesome song. What you're going to get is just a little bit of it.
Espíritu de Dios, llena mi vida, llena mi alma, llena mi ser.
That is enough to be received and go home and say, we've been to church. In fact, this whole morning has been like, I don't know if you sensed it or not. I've been to church. Maybe the preacher before me was a little bit winded. But we've been to church. We've been to church, y'all. The Spirit of God has been moving here. I prayed. And I asked God, move in the hearts of your people. Today, like no other day. See, yesterday is gone. We don't have yesterday. That's a past memory. We have now. Because we don't even have tomorrow. In fact, when tomorrow comes, it becomes what? It becomes today. So all we have is today. Tomorrow, God has it in his hands. Huh? So, I'm going to take you to 1 Timothy 4:14. It says, do not neglect your gift. That's one translation. Which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. I have another Bible that says, stir up the spirit that is within you, that was given unto you by the laying on of hands of the elders. So in either case, stirring up or neglect, if you neglect, there's a saying that says, use it. There you go. So if you neglect your spirit, guess what? You're powerless. You can't do nothing. Nothing. Don't think that all that you have and all that you do is because your ability. You've been to school. You got some education. You read a whole bunch of books. No, 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 no. God told his people, remember when you come into the land that I have given unto you, not to forget who it was that gave thee, gave you, gave us, has given us power, strength, ability, know-how, knowledge, smarts, education. I'm just playing with that word, y'all. I know it's education. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm having fun. See, it is I who have given you the ability. So, do not forsake me. Don't abandon me. Don't walk away from me. Don't sit on your laurels and say, look what I have done. But rather, entreat God. So Paul, you all know Paul, right? Before he became Paul, he was a scoundrel. Well, not well. Highly educated among Pharisees. So, he has an encounter with God. God touches his heart. And God says, your way of life is not pleasing to me. I'm just paraphrasing, y'all. This is what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to send you to a people that don't even know me. And they're not of my choosing. But I'm going to send you to a people who will know me. You're going to go into the Gentile nation and preach. What do you think about that? He didn't say nothing. He accepted it. He had revelation. Listen. Just like Bishop and me, and those who dare to believe, like Pastor Linda, Pastor Jim, Pastor Donna. My calling did not come from a man. My calling came straight from God while I was on my way on 826 of Palmetto, going to work at 7 o'clock in the morning. And within me rose up. And it said, tonight, I'm going to separate you unto myself. Tonight was a Wednesday night. And when the preacher got up and says, we're not going to have a service today because I need help. The body of Christ was growing. And so he started appointing elders. And I'm sitting there waiting. And he stopped. And I said, Lord. And then he turned around and he said, Manny. When he said Manny, he said, excuse me. Pastor, this gentleman over here, whom I work with, I told him what took place this morning on my way to work. His thing to me was, what are you doing listening to the conversation between me and the Holy Spirit concerning you? So God touched me. He called me. He pointed me out. But he used the man to verify that it was him who had spoken to me that morning. Amen. And I was the first deacon of the church. 3 months later, calls me into the office and says, I want you to be my associate. I said, but so-and-so has been here much longer than me. He says, God said to call you. And so, here I is. Here I is wrong. It's here I am. So, stir up the gift. Let me share this with you. Greek word, the koinonia in reference to stirring up the gift of God is anasopureo. Yeah. Which means to kindle a new, rekindle, or resuscitate in context of a fire. Question, is there a fire in you? Has there ever been? Could there ever be? The Word of God says so. I'm going to say that all of you here have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Therefore, the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whether you realize it or not, He dwells. Because that's what He said. I'm leaving, but I love God's but. Mine always gets me in trouble. God's but is an assurance. But I will send someone like me, and He will dwell in you. And you will know Him, and He will know you. He will lead, guide, and strengthen and comfort you. The Spirit, the power, dunamis power. When God said, let there be, the Spirit of God move, and there was. He brought forth from the darkness light. When Paul was on a road seeking to devour the Christians, back then it was called those who walked in the way. God stopped them, turned them around, and Paul wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. Called of God for His purpose. All of us, not you, but all of us, I like to say usins, all of us have been called at least minimum to the ministry of reconciliation, which means that in the same manner that you heard and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's what we are to do to those outside of these four walls. When we meet them in the market, do not be ashamed, because He surely wasn't. In fact, He was put on the highest hill, one of the highest hill in Jerusalem. I've seen it, been there, praise God, for all the world to see how He felt about you and me. And I'm going to deny Him? Are you kidding me? I'd rather deny going to Burger King or McDonald's or Carrabba's or wherever else you go eat lunch than deny God. If 1 billion stars would praise you, so would I. So what does it mean to you but to stir up the Spirit? What's the purpose? You want to be used of God? to lay hands on the sick, stir up the spirit. Know who you are. There's so many messages in this teaching, in this word, stirring up your spirit. I'm trying to slow down to bring this to you, because there's so much I want to say. There's so much that needs to be said. There has been so much that already has been said from this pulpit by that man, God's shepherd, to the flock that he has given unto him. And not only him, those others who occupy this pulpit. Have we ever had an outsider come and preach out of this pulpit? I've been here 4 years. I haven't seen any. We don't need them. And if they come, it's because we want to bless them. But there is enough in this house. There is enough. For those of you who haven't heard the female warrior of this house, soon you will. She'll be coming up. We have what we call a rotation. He does most of the preaching, but when she rises up and come, look out, y'all. Hell says, let's skip going to that place today. I'm not bragging about her. It's just fact. If you haven't heard Pastor Linda preach, I sometimes make fun. I say, look out, Bishop. She is an awesome teacher. Okay, so here, I'm going to share something here. Remember what God has done in your life. Save you and fill you with His Spirit. Share in the suffering of the gospel. Stay true to sound teaching. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. That is what lies in you, and that is what you need to kindle, rekindle. Why do you comb your hair like that? You look stupid. Hey, bye. Love you. Yeah. Yeah. How about just keeping your mouth shut and give her a hug or give him a handshake and wish him well? You don't have to comment on how he or she looks. The way they walk, how they dress. Have you walked in that person's shoes? Probably not. Is that godly? Is that how Jesus met the people? Oh, a leper. Keep him away from me. Oh. No. He was not afraid. There's an old-time preacher. His name is John G. Lakes. Remember him? John G. Lakes was going to Africa. You got to get shots.
What?
Yeah, there's a sickness out there that's killing people. Yeah? Show me. So they showed him in a petri dish. He touched it. Then they looked at it and said, oh my God, they're dead. I don't need no shots. Peter, man, I would love to come to that point in my life where I don't have to touch anybody, just the casting of my shadow. Wouldn't you like that? It's in us. It's in us. How much do you want of that fire? I like music. All kinds of music. When it's pleasing to my being. But I sometimes say that I was born with green grass beneath my feet. I love country music. And there's a song that says, put another log in the fire. Stir the spirit. Rekindle. Do not neglect. Do not neglect the gift. The gift given by God to you. All of us have a gift. All of us have a gift. And like I said, the least that we can do to the unsaved world is the gift of reconciliation. Hey, you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you received Him? What? I know Jesus, Jesus, my next door neighbor. I know Him. No. God's only begotten Son. The guy who died on the cross 2,000 years ago or so. No, I don't know. Would you like to know Him? What am I going to get? What you're going to get is everlasting life. There's another life after this one. Were you aware of that? Rekindle. Do not neglect. Do not neglect. For this reason, I remind you. That's okay. Go ahead. So, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, His prisoner. Paul considers himself the prisoner of Jesus Christ. How do you see yourself? How do I see myself? Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. No, that's too hard. Listen. The championship of championships is coming soon. It's going to fall on a Sunday, I believe. I'm going to be watching it. You don't want to go to church with me? What time? When do I get out? Oh, no, no. I want to watch it from the start all the way to the finish. You know how many people are going to be in that stadium that day? Close to 100,000. You know how many people are going to be watching that game that day? Millions. Not just here in the U.S., but outside of the U.S. I wonder how many are going to be in church that day. Jesus Christ is not for certain days. Neither is God. God ought to be in our lives. Did you hear that? Not in yours, but in our lives. Every breath and every exhale. Are you a holy roller? If that's how you want to classify me, I'm a holy roller. I'm a freak for Jesus Christ. What time we finish here? When I'm done? Oh, my God. I got a whole bunch of stuff to share with you. Let's go to next. Let's go. 2 Timothy 1, 13 to 14, close. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you by the laying on of hands. The Spirit of God came upon us. The Spirit of God dwells in us. It's through Him that this vessel, outer vessel, can operate. Yes. When He gives me the right, I raise my hand. When He gives me the right, I extend it. I embrace. Without Him, I can't do nothing. And if I think I can, I am the greatest idiot. Word of God says fool. We shouldn't use that word, but anyway. That ever walked this earth. If I think that the reason why I embraced your shook your hand was because I. No. It was Him. Him. He has empowered me. The reason why I'm here speaking to you is because He has empowered me. Long time ago, when I got on my bicycle at the age of 13 or 14, I looked back and I said, I want to be just like that man. He was a Catholic priest. And at the age of 37, the calling came. Not knowing. I knew of God, of Jesus, yes, He died on the cross. Holy Spirit, nada, silch, nyet, nine. Nothing. I was missing out. Until God brought me to a place where the man only spoke word of God. When I heard Him speak, I'll say this until the very last breath that I have. I saw honey coming from His mouth. That's how sweet the word was. And I sat at His feet for 14 years. Learning, listening, reading, seeking, asking God, help me to understand. Give me wisdom. And one day, unknowingly, not everybody goes to this book. I'm in Isaiah, and I'm in chapter 50, verse 4. And I was doing this, not knowing before this, but this just solidified who I am in Christ and whose I am. It says, I have given you the tongue of the learned that you should know how to speak a word in season to a weary soul. When I read that, I say this because I don't know how else to explain it. And it may even be hard to understand. Those words just leaped out of the book and they danced before me. And I knew. That's my calling. That's who I am in Christ Jesus. I am one who speaks God's word to all those who need a pick-me-up moment. That's who I am. Stir up your spirit. You'll be surprised what it can do to you. It works wonders. It has in this house. It has. The moment Christie, that situation happened in her life, we were praying. This house was praying. We gave God an avenue that he can walk in and work through so that his daughter can be home today. Am I going to take credit for that? No. Am I going to give God glory and praise and thankfulness? Yes. Yes. Because I don't know Chrissy from Adam and Eve. I do know her. She comes to this church. But you all know what I'm saying? But when that took place, I knew that I had to pray. I knew that God would hear my cry for my sister and for Brother Manny. Who's the other lady that in the house? Andy, and for Andy. But not just for those, but for this whole house, whether you're sick or not. Whether you're sick or not. Pray. Pray one for another. When? When they need it? No. All the time. You know this ministry exists. Work in Faith Ministry. Now we have another branch down south. It's the same thing. It's not separate. It's one. But we're reaching out. That little mustard seed is growing. It's growing. There's a branch reaching out. Oh, if you haven't noticed, we also have a Spanish ministry, which I'm in charge of. So it don't matter if I run over time. They understand. But I won't keep you long. I won't keep you much longer. But I just want you to realize, listen, there is someone within you that cannot be neglected, and that is God's Holy Spirit. There is someone within you that cannot be forsaken, that needs to be stirred up all the time. All the time. So that when you walk, people would look upon you and say, excuse me, can I help you? I just couldn't help seeing there's a light coming from you. What? Yeah, I see a light coming from you. I love your smile. She's talking to me. I'm her husband next to her. She's talking to me, smiling. My wife is smiling. This lady comes up and says, I love your smile. That's God's Holy Spirit upon her, upon us. Listen, I have no other agenda. The other day where I work, I have a chance to minister to 144 youths. And I told them, because we were doing a teaching. On Saturdays, we do teaching to pick them up and teach them a whole bunch of good stuff. And one of them was, your goal. Do you have a goal? I mean, when you get out of this program, what do you plan to do? Well, most of them, because they come from a third world country, I want to work and help my family. Well, you want to be a doctor? You want to be a painter? You want to be a songwriter? You want to be an author? You want to be an engineer? Electrician? Oh, I don't know. Well, you could. If you study, learn the language, apply yourself, you could, because this is the land of opportunity. And while you're in this program, guess what? Everything for you is free. I got to pay to go to medical. I got to pay to go to dentist. It's free for you. Take advantage of it. So I told him, I says, and that which I read or said to you in Isaiah 50 verse 4, that's me. That's who I am today. That is my purpose for living. I have no other purpose but to walk in the truth of that word. And I walk it every day. I ask God, God, put me before someone who needs to hear at least your name mentioned. Or bring someone unto me that I can minister to. And you know what? He does. Like I said, sometimes there's 144, other times there's 50. It don't matter. Every day, every day, every day, praise God, every day, I have a chance. If not the children, the staff. Because they too need help. Yeah, I want to be known as Jesus freak. And I'm not ashamed of it. Oh, man. Two more minutes, Bishop. Hit it. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. I hope and pray that I have done just that for you today. Before we even started, my prayer was, Lord, saturate this house and your children with the Spirit. That they may hear, having ears, they may hear what it is that you're saying through me. Your vessel. Your vessel. Know who you are in Christ. Know the power that dwells within you. You are an awesome. You are someone to be reckoned with. The moment you hear the rustling of the leaves outside, discern if it's that hungry lion or if it's just the fresh breath of the Spirit of God. Our God is an awesome God. We sing it. Do we believe it? Do we dare to walk into that spiritual realm where God uses you as a mighty warrior, as someone that He has empowered to drive out the wiles of the enemy? That's who we are, y'all. There's a spirit in there that constantly needs to be rekindled, that cannot be neglected, because the moment you neglect it, you are doomed. God wants to sit on the seat of your authority. The devil wants to sit on the seat of your authority. Who do you want to sit there? Surrender all. The reason why we're wearing this today, your clothing, is because we're ashamed of our nakedness. But not so in the beginning. In the beginning, they were naked. But they didn't think nothing of it. Here's another freebie. God, when He comes back, He's going to take us to the beginning where there was no shame, no tears, no sorrow, no pain, no ugliness, just pure, unadulterated love of the Most High God. Stir up the spirit, I pray you. Don't let the enemy mess with you. Know who you are. Know who you are. We have, if you want to call them, business cards out there. And they have a phone number. One of them's got two phone numbers. The church and mine. My personal phone number. This is a healing house. You hurt? Go to God. He'll tell you. Call the house. Or call this pastor. Or call that pastor. More than willing. More than willing. We have a greater responsibility. We who preach this gospel have a greater responsibility than you who hear it. But you have a responsibility too. We can only be held accountable for your soul when you submit to the authority. What? I'm under your authority? If you submit, spiritual authority. But if you want to be a rogue sheep, we'll try to help as much as we can, but you're on your own. We will not give, on that day, we will not give account for you. But we are responsible for your soul. That's why we preach the gospel that we preach, and we're not ashamed, and we don't sugarcoat it. You heard me say, I love God's butt because mine gets me in trouble. You don't hear stuff like that off a pulpit. And I'm not cussing. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to bring a message the way that I think you can understand. Sometimes we need to the gritty because, you know, there's, oh, don't worry, baby. Everything's going to be all right. No, yeah, worry. Worry is not of God, but be concerned. Because if you don't know how to stir up the Spirit of God, who it is that dwells in you, what that power can do for you, the name of Jesus, greater than any other name, Michael the Archangel, Gabriel, in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. There's no other name. At that name, demons cringe. Oh, he's one of them. Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Listen, what's the worst that can happen to you right now? You die. Is that the worst? Are you kidding me? You know where you're going to spend eternity? In God's bosom? In the presence of God? Is that so bad? I don't think so. Stir up your spirit. Seek God while he can yet be found. Nights are made for sleeping. Some of you didn't get too much sleeping last night, but that's okay. That's okay. He empowers you. You're here. Thank you. Thank you for coming. You want to hear that song again? Yes. Keep it in your heart. Father God, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And we say thank you. Thank you for who you are and all that you have done in the midst of us today. To you be the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' precious name. Prayer warriors.